Phil, it's not long since you came back from Zimbabwe, and you're back on your travels again. And this one's an unusual one as well.
Yeah, I've never been to Bangladesh, but obviously I'd never been to Zimbabwe either. But Zimbabwe was a really good experience for me. I think obviously it helps when you win a few games out there and you play against some really top class players. But this Bangladesh BPL, I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to see.
You're going to play for a team called the Barisal Burners, one of six sides in the Bangladesh Premier League. Chris Gayle's going to be in the side, and Brad Hodge, I mean, two players who you've seen, obviously. Brad Hodge you've seen up close when he was here at Durham a few years ago, and Chris Gayle, probably the biggest hitting batsman in the world right now.
Yeah, when I seen what side I was going to get picked up for, it was pretty good when I seen Chris Gayle and Brad Hodge. And obviously, I played against Chris Gayle in Zimbabwe, where he got 100, and he smacked a few others. And Brad Hodge, obviously, is just a world-class performer. Then, if I can slot in the middle of them two, I'll be pretty pleased with that.
Where will you? Do you think you'll be in the batting lineup? Because I think Gayle's going to open with somebody else, isn't he?
Yeah, I would like to think. We haven't spoke too much about the role I'm going to be playing, but I would like to think I'll be up in the batting with Chris Gayle. But obviously, I've just got to wait and see and speak to the manager and owner and whatever else comes with it. But I think it'll be nice for opening the batting with Gayle. I think obviously I can learn a lot from that.
So some big names out there. And importantly, a lot of money going into this tournament as well, I understand, from Indian television. So it's going to be quite a high-profile event.
Yeah, as far as I understand, I think it's run by the similar guys to the IPL, I think it is, obviously in the Bangladesh, in Dakar and Chittagong. But I don't know too much about it at this moment in time, but I think people are backing it, and there is a lot of money getting spent in there, so hopefully it'll move on.
So will you be based in Dakar or Chittagong? Because they're playing in the two cities, aren't they?
We got the fixtures through the other day, but I haven't really sat down and looked for the fixtures yet. But I think there's a lot of in Chittagong. And then a few games in Dhaka, but we'll just have to wait till we get out there.
For those who don't really understand what Bangladesh is all about, they are two big test venues, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. What I've been told from people who've been out there, that they are very good venues for cricket, and they're just as mad about cricket as what the Indians are, so it should be a really good contest for them and great support.
What's it been like here the last few weeks? Because you came back from Zimbabwe, but some of the lads are abroad. I know Liam's on his way back from Dubai at the minute. Mitch Claydon's out in New Zealand. Collie's out in Australia. There's people spread all over the place. I think Scott Borthwick's in Bangladesh at the minute as well.
Yeah, I think that's the same as every winter. I think every winter the guys go away. You're better off playing cricket outside than being inside and doing fitness, obviously. You're getting experience when you're away, and it's a bit of a break as well.
What did you gain from being in Zimbabwe, the whole whole thing of being out there? What did you pick up, and how do you think that helped you mature with your game and whatnot?
I think I went out there wanting to probably help out the younger guys, because I knew the team I was going to, they had a very young side. They were like the Mountaineers, they are mountain boys as well. They weren't like me and you, day-to-day business sort of thing. They were just kids who wanted to play cricket, and got out there. It was a great experience just to be around some very, very good talented young guys, and obviously hopefully pass on the knowledge that I've got, and hopefully I can pick up a few things off them as well.
You're looking at the longer term. You said before you'd like to go into coaching one day. I mean, you're still not that old yet, but it's something on the horizon at some point.
Yeah, I think further down the line it's always good. It's something I'm looking to, but I think at this moment in time I'm happy just playing cricket and picking up bits and bobs from different internationals. And I think this trip to Bangladesh will be a good one, being around Brad Hodge, who's been around a while, and Chris Gayle. So hopefully I can go out there and pick up a few things off them as well.
So how do the next few months line up? Then you've got a month in Bangladesh. There's the matches to play there. You probably just get back here and off to Dubai or whatever for Durham's pre-season. And then the season here starts. It's something like the 6th of April, which is extremely early.
Yeah, I think I fly out there about the 5th of Feb, I think it is. And I think if we make the finals, then I'm due back about the 1st or 2nd. Then I think we've got 4 weeks before the pre-season all starts. Obviously, we've got a home game against Yorkshire, and we just have to go from there. Probably indoor cricket, a bit of fitness, a bit of net, a bit of stuff on your batting, and hopefully talk to Jeff about the what we got planned for the season.
I saw a message from you on Twitter the other day. You were offering people the opportunity to put an advert on your bat, which I've never heard of before. Explain that.
Well, it's quite funny. I was just sitting in the house just watching the cricket, and I just thought, well, I might as well. I was looking for a bat sponsor, because I've had a few over the past couple of years. I've had Cellular Solutions on the Pro 40 bat, I've had top